What's up? It's T-Bone. I'm ranting today. It is not going to be that long, so it's not going to be 30 minutes. I'm just going to rant about this specific thing, and it is Thomas. We all know Thomas. When you think of Thomas, you either think of Thomas Jefferson or Thomas the Tank Engine. You should know who Thomas Jefferson is, but I think the majority of us think Thomas the Tank Engine. Why? Because Thomas is an icon. Like Mickey Mouse is an icon to Disney. Like the Minions are an icon to Illumination. Like Scrat was an icon to Blue Sky Studios. Rest in peace, the boy. He got his nut. Let us talk about the icon of trains. The boy Thomas. Just like all the other icons, they meant something. What Thomas meant to a lot of us was trains. Everybody loves trains back in the day and now because of all the new big shit and steam locomotives specifically because Thomas is a steam locomotive. Of course, steam locomotives are the best. But it's not about being a steam locomotive. I can go rant about that any other time. The one thing I am pissed about is the show. We all know the original Thomas show, of course. The original Thomas show is goated, of course. The original actor, you know, even now I've got everything on search here. The original actor, I don't know his name. There was a British guy and an American guy. The British guy died. Rest in peace, the boy. He was an amazing man. Because he narrated Thomas and made our childhoods. In America and England, I don't know why I should have said America first because he was British. The American guy was also amazing too. Then Alec Baldwin came in. That, what I think, was the peak of Thomas. Because they were more fast-paced, fast-going, and I liked it better. And then came the fucking cell to Mattel, right? I think it's Mattel. Yeah, it's Mattel. Mattel bought Thomas. And oh my fucking god! Oh my god, Thomas and Mattel. Look, like I've said, where is it? I should have brought it out. Oh, here it is. I got it right here. Thomas and the Magic... You can feel it. I got the original DVD. Thomas and the Magic Railroad. This is my favorite movie of all time. I am not doing this and saying it for gags and jokes. I actually do love this movie to bits. Because I'm a train enthusiast. I know some train enthusiasts really wouldn't say, you know, this is a good movie, but it's not the best ever, but I do believe that this is the greatest movie of all time, just because the lady at part where she brings the magic railroad just brings a tear to my eye. Literally, I don't know why. It is sad. It is amazing to see, but somehow I get teary-eyed watching that scene. But it is an amazing movie, and unfortunately, people are shit and don't have culture because they thought the movie was shit. And it bombed in the box office. Let me look it up. Didn't get to look it up. Thomas and the Magic Railroad. Of course, that poster is iconic. It has a 21% on Rotten Tomatoes. Better than the Emoji Movie. although I think a lot of things can top the Emoji Movie. Well, let's see. On TV soon. Damn, this thing's still premiering on TV? I don't know what that television thing is. I fucked it, make it sound like I was talking about a TV. No, that's not what I meant. I meant the company that's producing it. Not producing it, we're putting it on the channel. Thomas and the Magic Railroad box office. Yeah, box office. $19 million. $19 million? So they just got back the money? Oh my god, fuck. Why? It was an amazing movie. I loved I didn't get to watch it in theaters, of course, because I was not even grown yet. I keep popping up the phone. I should just hold on to it. Thomas and the Magic. I just want to know when it came out. It came out on 2000. Oh, what? Oh, that was 26. That was a couple days ago. That marked a 22-year anniversary of Thomas and the Magic Red Rule. Jesus fucking Christ, I'm fucking old, man. But that was a great movie. After that, Mattel went on to buy it because it was apparently a box office failure. Obviously, we saw a $90 million budget, $90 million box office, obvious fail. And so they bought it. And then it turned to shit during that. The guy who played the actor for the narrator for Thomas was shit. It was shit, my boys. It was shit. It's like Thomas was going down the rails right now. And he is doing his job. The end. That's it. Like, at least Alec Baldwin put some effort, a lot of effort, and he sounded great. Even the other actors and the other narrators did well. They did amazing, but he was like, Thomas was pissed. I'll tell you, not like that. Like, Sir Topham Hatt was very cross. Like, what the fuck is that? Alec Baldwin put some muscle into that voice. Talking about how Sir Topham Hatt was very cross. That sounds better than what that fucker did. And I will give it, the theme song was pretty good. I mean, we can give it to that. The theme song was actually decent. I'll give it that. Okay? But it's not like the original Thomas, which was fire to listen to. It was the greatest theme song you could think of. It was way better than Thomas and Friends. Isn't that what it was called? Or was it called Thomas and Friends Always? I think it was called Thomas and Friends Always, but I don't know. Thomas Mattel. Thomas, whoever company owned it. I don't know who owned Thomas before then, but that was better than Thomas Mattel. Okay? And then they started. They kept doing that for a while, but then all of a sudden, their faces. It was still Model Railway, but then their faces were CG. Their faces were CG, and the fucker was still talking. And when they tried to, I mean, yeah, man. My boy, he tried. I will give it that. He tried. But he didn't do well. I mean, goddamn, when he went to the narrow gauge engines, and I think he said, and balloons for something. I think it was they were preparing for a fireworks ceremony or a party. And one of them guys, you know, they were saying, oh, we're going to bring this. The train says we're going to bring that. And then he just said to one of them, he was like, and balloons. Basically that. Like, what the fuck was that? Man's terrible at acting. But then they brought the CG faces, which was weird. I will give it, though, they actually did good on it. I mean, the trains moved while their eyes and mouths were moving a bit. And that is actually, you know, good. To put CGI on that, good work on them. I'll give them that. But then came the ones we all know. That era of animation. The beginning of that. The animation there. It was just so gloomy. Like, it's supposed to be it was terrible, really. And it was weird. I mean, it was just gloomy. It was never bright. Even when the skies were clear and blue on the island of Sodor, it still didn't feel right. It didn't feel bright. I rhymed 3 times, 4 times. Anyway, it didn't feel right because it wasn't bright out. It was just like it was a cloudy day every day. I rhymed, but you know, that's what I have to do. It was rainy. It was a rainy, but it looked like a cloud. It was just cloudy out all the time, and the movement of the engines was so quick. They were able to move in and out quick, like they were able to puff away so quickly, which was weird to me. But then the weirdest thing, well, actually, we'll get into the good bits. Good bits. Actors. The actors, I believe, did their job well. The actors did great. The voice for Thomas was great. Because, again, this is the first time since Magic Railroad. What the fuck? Since Magic Railroad that we saw voice actors on the screen. And for the UK audience, I'm going to throw a bit of shade at you. But I didn't really like your voice actors much. I'm sorry, but it just didn't fit. Like, Thomas and the Magic Railroad's British actors actually fit well. And James was iconic, but I don't know why I said iconic, but his voice was, felt, I can't see him having another voice. I thought James was a girl from Magic Railroad, but I can't see him sounding any different in that movie. But the British actors who played the engines in the movie were great actors. But the ones who played who were British actors in the show was not good. And this was, like I said, the first time since Railroad that we saw or had multiple actors. And but I will say, the US audience, the US ones, they did great. Thomas, Percy, Gordon, Henry, James, all them voice actors were great. Especially Gordon's. He really, really showed that he was a dickhead. His voice was pure dickhead energy, which was good because Gordon was a dickhead. Diesel as well. Both got double dickhead energy, which is good because that's what they are, double dickheads. Diesel 10 was good, which is weird. They swapped it. They swapped his accent from American to British. And I don't like his accent that we would have been in the movie, but I wouldn't have liked his movie accent if it was in the show, which I guess we can all say that. Diesel 10 in the movie fit him better, but the Diesel 10's voice in the show fit him better in the show. And they all did well. But it was just so shit. Well, I'll give it that. Some of the movies there. Actually, I can't even really give it that. Maybe Misty Island Rescue. Yes, I know, they were so shit that they were taken out when in the next bit that I'm going to talk about after I get done with this. But I actually liked the Logging Locos, maybe in the movie a bit. They did somewhat get annoying a little while later, but the movie itself, I actually thought was good. I thought it was kind of good. Hero of the Rails, kind of. Hero, great engine, great addition. I like that. Blue Mountain Mystery. That was kind of good, but Thomas, I know this was the plot, but Thomas should have really told Luke that he was like, oh, Victor, I found who the yellow engine was, and to say it was Victor, alright, but I don't know why he didn't just say that as the engines were chugging away. It's like, wait, listen to me, my friends, listen. Instead, you could have just said it was Victor, instead of having to fucking get out onto the conveyor belt and go up and try to go on narrow gauge tracks. You're an idiot, Thomas. You were an idiot for that. It's just, I don't know, mixed with the movie. But then, it was, and then the rhyming. I'll huff and I'll puff till I... something A, I will get this done by the end of the day. Every single fucking minute they write. Oh. Gee, I just ate a whole bowl of mac and cheese about to come up. Woo! The best thing about that whole thing, I'm going to be done with this, but the best thing about it was the boy, Mr. Perkins. He was the best. Every time you go in between, just going to Mr. Perkins and Atford Station, he was the boy, of course. Rip to him. His boy, his actor died. Rip to him, made our childhoods. It was great, especially the time where he had to stay in Atford Station. I don't know why I played that on to go to bed. Like, there's a whole bunch of people, of course, upload to YouTube. They upload all of Mr. Perkins' scenes, and it's just good. It's just awesome, really, that they do that. You know, and it's great, because I watched that. I watched all of them. Mr. Perkins, I believe, was the best. But overall, that was a shit era. Oh, yeah, also, when they truck sometimes also show the this railway in England, that was pretty cool, too. But other than that, pretty shit. But then, they make Secret of the Railway, King of the Railway, and they just completely change the animation style. They even change the narrator, which the narrator for that era was actually awesome. He was great. I loved it. The animation changed. Everything felt more brighter. And it was awesome. They introduced Steven pretty good. I mean, during that era, it was actually good. Then things started to change. And I know why that didn't sound like a big transition, because this is the part where it changed, but not bad. They kind of made it a bit more brighter and a bit more smooth. A bit smoother. And they also changed the voice actors for some of them. Henry and Gordon stayed the same. Toby stayed the same. But Thomas, Percy, and James's voice actor changed. Which, I don't see why it had to change. Because I guess they didn't want to do it anymore, but it was good during that time period. The worst movie I would say is probably when they Thomas got blamed for everything. So Tom Hatt didn't even let anybody defend Thomas. He was like, "Thomas, it's your fault. This shit happened. Get the fuck out of here." I hated Sir Topham Hatt at that point. Fucking smack his fat head. But, and they introduced some old guys, Donald and Dougie, and Daisy. Oof. Man, that was great they added them at that time. And then came the downfall. The downfall. First off, the three little miniature railway engines, fucking love. I love them. And they were one of the best things about that when that happened. But then came the downfall. The fucking downfall. It was the movie. I don't think it was even the movie. It was actually when James crashed into Edward's shed. That's when things went downhill. See, they rebuilt the shed, but Edward stayed at Natford Station. He was like, "Oh, this is actually gonna be closer to my branch line. So you know what? I'm gonna stay in Natford." And, you know, if I was an engineer, I'd be like, "Yo, bro, Edward, you should stay. You should stay. You know, you've always been in Natford. You've always been at Tipper Sheds. Come on. You should stay." Instead, the bitch Emily said, "I wonder who's gonna be there now." Bitch! Edward's been there for years, longer than you have. He's gone now. And you are just gonna be like, You're all just gonna be like, oh, I wonder who's gonna be next. Who's gonna be in there now? I wonder who's gonna be in this place. I don't know. Guess we'll find out. We'll figure it out, boys. And then came the movie. This is where they got lazy. First off, I'll say Sir Topham Hatt's voice actor changed. Not just as in, yeah, probably had this voice actor in the UK, but it changed to him being the voice actor in the US as well. The US guy, who was a great voice for Sir Topham Hatt, fucked off like the others. But instead, they got lazy. They got lazy with their fucking animation. And the worst thing they did was making them move their bodies. Like fucking Chuggington! Like Chuggington! Going bump, the chassis going up and down, boinga 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 boinga. No! That's not what you do! That's not what they do! That's what fucking Chuggington does, but not these fuckers here! They don't move like that, they just move because they're fucking trains! But you made them do this shit! And then you could see when Thomas was heading into the mainland, the backdrop was just fucking poorly animated. It was shit, and they're making them go faster and so lazy. And then Thomas travels the world. I don't fucking know what that is. They made like an animation comic thing that Thomas traveling the world. That was actually a banger. I watched all of them. You can find them on YouTube. Thomas Travels the World be like a comic strip thing, but it's animation and it's the narrator from the last, since King of the Railway, narrating it. And even speaking, you know, say, oh, and talking for Thomas. But that was actually fire. The movie and the episodes, no. That was absolutely shit. But then they'd had the audacity to do this. They made a new engine join. Nia! Now, before any of you social justice warriors and feminists come on here, I'm not racist. I don't know if anyone thought anyone would be racist for hating the character, but I don't know, everything is racist these days. I'm not sexist because she's a woman. Because she didn't earn it. She could have gone on the show, go to the island of Sodor, do some shit, be in some episodes, and then eventually, as you grow onto the character, she goes right into Tidmouth's sheds. That would have been great. Did they do that? Nope! They did not do that! They didn't! Instead, they just did a little couple episodes here where she was in Africa, I think, and she was like, boop! I'm here now. I'm going to Tidmouth. She just went to Tidmouth sheds immediately. They didn't get a chance. Emily, she earned her spot, okay? I mean, I really didn't watch. I actually didn't watch. I did eventually. But my entire childhood, I have CDs, grew up with the original Thomas. That's why I'm talking about it. It's like I'm a 2003 kid. Why the fuck am I? How the fuck do I know about all that? Because I watched it. DVDs. DVDs are the old Thomas. And the movie, of course. So, I never watched the original. The first new Thomas, Mattel Thomas, I watched was the animated. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't know this is Thomas. And I actually saw, it was an Emily episode. I didn't even know who the fuck Emily was. But turns out she actually was in a bunch of episodes before the big movie where they repaired where they built the airport and repaired timber sheds. And they made a spot for Emily. Because you know why? She earned that spot. Emily earned that spot to be in Tidmouth and be a new part of the Steam Team. She fucking earned that. Nia didn't do... She did somewhat, but she didn't do much. She didn't do enough to earn. That's just the part where they got lazy. And then... They got rid of Edward. There's already a smack in the face because Edward was one of the original. Do you know what else they did? Do you know what else they did? They got rid of Henry. They got rid of Henry! And that was the worst that they did. James, at least, crashed into the shed. An whole episode about rebuilding the shed and Edward spending his time in Naffa to prompt him leaving, which I still don't think he should have, but Henry's was just like... Gordon was just trying to tell Tom Hatt, maybe we could get Edward back. Because he didn't like the change. So Mal was like, no. And then Henry comes in like, oh yeah, I'm staying in Thinkerstown. What? It's like, oh, I've been in Tidmouth for a long time now. But I decided, you know, I'm just going to stay in Vickerstown, man. I know I've been there for a while, but I'm just going to stick there. What? That was the laziest shit. You just said I'm dipping. I'm just out of here. It's fucking... I don't understand. I don't understand it. But then... They don't just simply do that. You know why? They got rid of Henry. So guess what? They bring in a new character. Called Rebecca. Rebecca! The bitch, Rebecca, earned nothing. She didn't earn shit. She just showed up and was like, hey guys, I'm getting into the shed now. No, you fucking don't, you little twat. You didn't fucking do it. You didn't fucking earn it. You did not earn that shit. You didn't earn it. Nia, at least, had a couple episodes. Rebecca just showed up out of fucking nowhere. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to spend my time here in Tidmouth now. No, you're a bitch. Get the fuck out of here. I know why they're all doing it. Just, ooh, equal to women. Equal women power. You already had him. You had Emily. You had Caitlin. You had Rosie. Daisy. You had women engines. And you know what? I wouldn't give a fuck about Nia and Rebecca being in Thomas if this wasn't how they got in. If because Connor and Caitlin were added on King of the Railway and they're pretty cool. I mean, they're both better than Nia and Rebecca, but they weren't replacements. If Nia and Rebecca were new characters, they were added to go around Sodor and be a part of this of the adventures with the Steam crew, I would be fine with that. But they made them a part of the Steam Team, replacing the best engines, Edward and Henry. I know this is Thomas, but they replaced two icons who have been there for so fucking long. And it's just all for women. Don't get at me, feminists. Okay? There was a better way you could have done it. You're replacing icons, Edward and Henry. Thomas is Thomas and he's the face of the franchise, but Edward and Henry are still icons. There was no reason for that. And it just got from shit to... It just went from shit. I barely watched it. I barely could watch it. Like, they all rode so fast, and it didn't even feel like that they were... Like, you know, leaving. Like, you know how an engine looks when it starts to leave, just slowly leaves. Or in the original bit of Thomas, they kind of went back, kind of like a car, and just... Instead, they just move like a fucking conveyor belt. Move like they're on a conveyor belt. They just move. They just move. They just stand there. It's like they're standing, doing nothing, and someone's just moving them. It looks robotic. It doesn't look right. And they chug so fucking fast that any of them in this show now could beat Spencer back in the day. Back in the original Thomas days, or even back when the King of the Railway Thomas type days, all of them engines could beat Spencer because they're so fucking fast. It was just, then they did a fucking fair with robots and shit. I don't fucking know. I did not watch a lot after that. It was just too hard to watch. I don't know. I just don't know what they did. Then they did this shit. They did the biggest, worstest, I don't care if that's not a word, I'm using it, the worst thing ever. We all know, apart from Paramount, who fixed Sonic after we bullied them about the design, companies don't care about your opinion, really. So when Mattel was hearing everybody saying how much they didn't like the new Thomas, instead of fixing it and bringing it back to the original animation it was before, they decided to make it a fucking cartoon. A fucking cartoon! Oh my god. I know that you're saying, oh, Thomas is already a cartoon. Not like that. I mean a fucking full-on baby, not even out of the womb yet, cartoon. A baby cartoon. Have you seen the new Thomas? I was taking my phone now, like you can see it. But just look it up. Thomas and Friends, All Friends Go. That is the worst shit. And I am going to look it up just so I can get the abbreviation. Thomas, All Friends. No, sorry, All Engines Go, not All Friends. I don't watch it really because I'm not here for it. Thomas is a fucking wanker in this. And I don't mean that as in he's bad. Because, actually, none of them are bad. And, you know, they are this new bitch. Who the fuck is that? You know, I have it in Samsung Notes. I had to do it for something. Kana. Kana. This new electric train bitch is named Kana. I know it's a woman. I made sure to watch a bit because I wanted to see what it was. Diesel. My God. They fucking killed Diesel. Diesel's still in there. But... It just isn't Diesel, is it? It's like, oh, Thomas, let's go on these adventures. What kind of fucking voice is that? Diesel's a dickhead. A murderer. That's what Diesel is. He shouldn't be a fun, relatable character. He shouldn't be a happy character. He's supposed to be an asshole to everybody he meets. He's supposed to hate everyone and everything. That's what Diesel is. And Gordon. Gordon, the motherfucking ruined Gordon. Gordon's just not... He's a nice and kind, gentle engine. That ain't Gordon! Gordon is an asshole! He's not much of a... I mean, I call him a dickhead. He is a dickhead, but he's not like Diesel. He's just an arrogant twat who loves himself and hates a lot of other people and says he's better than everyone else. And now he is just, oh, Thomas, I need your help with this. Can you be able to do it? It's not what you're supposed to do. Gordon is supposed to be like, Thomas, I am better than you. I am more superior than you. Fuck you. That's what he's supposed to be, but he's not like that anymore. They've massacred Thomas to shit. And I hate it. They massacred an amazing franchise. It was great from the beginning to the end of the original era. It was shit to shit in the trying to authenticate user. I don't want a software update. It was then Mattel Model Railway series was shit. Then the first CGI series was shit. And then the King of the Railway to that bit was actually good. Actually, I'll say it's great. From that to when they, to the little bits of when they made Donald and Douglas, was actually really great. I enjoyed it, actually. Like no joke, I will give Mattel for that. During that bit of time, they actually did amazing. I watched a lot of those episodes, and I've watched a lot of those episodes on repeat as well. They're actually really great episodes to watch. Some of them not, but that's every show. Sometimes you have an episode you don't really want to watch again. And that's normal. And the miniature engines that they did for the miniature railway, I actually really love that. I love those miniature engines. It's so cool. Then that movie, then they started cutting off the characters. And then it just became that shit show of 3D animation. Which is that, that's what I should have said. Then they done the worst. 2D animation. And that was the worst bit. 2D animation. They have made it a complete kid show. Honestly, I could watch it. I was able to watch it. The original 3D animated Thomas was more of education. The other Thomases, I believe, were education too, but they were still fun to watch for everyone. And then they just completely fucked it. And started putting modern memes into it. Like, they were doing like a... Rebecca was wearing sunglasses and everyone was rocking out to DJ. That was a terrible, terrible thing. I wish I could just bleach my eyes from that. But they have just turned Thomas to absolute shit. And the worst bit is fucking canon. It's fucking canon. The Thomas 2D animated show is fucking canon. To the rest. Why? Why? Why do you have to do this, Patel? I hate you. And the rest of the Thomas community hates you. Even kids hate you. I mean, even, yeah, kids hate you. Think about that. Kids. Kids. The audience that you are bringing to now. Kids. They hate you. They don't like you. They don't like the show. So, my recommendation is to fucking change it before you massacre Thomas forever. I'm not saying go back to Wooden Railway. I'm saying go back to the animation you had. You had a good premise. It was great. Not the beginning. Like King of the Railway series. To be in between King of the Railway and before James crashed into the shed. During that time period, that was great. Great show. And maybe some episodes that were after that were not fucked, then you can probably add those in. But other than that, it was shit. So please, Mattel, fucking change it before you fuck up Thomas. And it's no longer around. Well, that's the rant. It was a lot longer than I thought it would be. So I hope you all enjoyed it. And, yeah, I'll see you later, and I'll probably rant again.